It is time for our rookie review of the Eagles draft class plus one. On the offensive side of the ball, we begin with running back Bryce Brown, who burst out of the gates as a starter with two great games and has certainly slowed down a bit. Adam?
Yes?
We like the number, the 5.1 yard per carry average. We like the touchdowns. We do not like the fumbles.
No.
We do not like the way he is holding the football in that picture. Tell me about Bryce Brown.
No, we love the explosiveness, the ability to get around and for a guy as big as he is, 6 feet, you know, around 225. You love that. You see the explosiveness downfield. You just don't see this for a guy's size. The thing, though, I want to see the runs inside. That we have not seen well on a consistency basis. I don't know what it is.
Well,
I don't know why we haven't seen that.
Are they running too many stretch plays
yes.
for Bryce Brown?
Yes, in fact, he talked about that. He goes, he claims he's running the ball where it's designed to run. Well, then they've got to adjust the scheme because this guy is too big and he's physical and he's willing to do that. They need to run the football inside more. But we've seen enough that we know this kid's a pretty talented football player.
So we will see more of Bryce Brown here these last 2 weeks, maybe with LeSean McCoy in the lineup as well. Quarterback Nick Foles, of course, is the focus of everyone's attention. He started 5 games. He's won one. He's gotten better, we think, each time out. The numbers, not bad. In fact, at the end of the day, Nick will probably establish franchise records for total yards for a rookie quarterback in an Eagles uniform, touchdowns, and we saw the completion percentage is the highest among rookie quarterbacks as well. And then that Tampa Bay game, Adam, he was lights out in leading the Eagles to a victory.
And you look that he's gotten better each game in certain areas. Even the Cincinnati game where he's very average, you kept seeing the in-pocket mobility, the way he scans the field. You like that. And the thing that we've maintained, this guy throws really well on the run. I didn't think he had that in him. That's been the biggest surprise to me. And he's got the great temperament. He's really smart. He's got better feet than we understand. He's just going to continue to get better, and he wants to get better, and you love that about him.
Yeah, so Nick Foles doing his best to keep an offense that's been ravaged by injuries, keep it afloat, scoring points, and hopefully sneaking out a couple of wins here last 2 weeks of the season. DeMarvis Johnson was not drafted after a really tremendous 3 years at Tulsa, did not play his senior year because of off-the-field incidents, has come in here and has done, I guess, a pretty good job. Small guy, quick, 15 catches, averaging nearly 15 yards a catch, and then the big punt return against the Dallas Cowboys has him sitting pretty with a 12-yard per punt return average. Adam, you know, where do you look at DeMarvis Johnson fitting in here moving forward?
Well, as a punt returner, there's no question about it. It's something he can do. As a slot receiver, to give him a little bit of inside quickness, which they clearly could use. Jason Vaughn is not that type of player. Vaughn's very good, but he's not fast in a short area, so I think he could expand that part of his game going forward. And remember, the Eagles were battling against the Saints to get him, and the Eagles gave him a little bit more money, and they got it done. I give him credit. They clearly identified this kid. They did their homework on him, and it's worked out so far.
Right. So DeMarvis Johnson, and again, really, what I have been impressed with that, he does get open. You know, he does create separation.
Yeah, he does.
Or not a fast guy, but again.
But he falls down too much.
Yeah.
That's got to improve.
And I talked to a coach about that, and it's just, he is just so quick, he's just moving too quickly. Got to slow that down just a little bit.
Right.
Slow it down just a little bit and realize that even if you slow it down, you're still quick enough to create separation and to get away. All right, right tackle Dennis Kelly starting. Fifth-round draft pick, has played both guard and tackle. Seems to have found a bit of a home at the right tackle position, Adam. And at the very least, you look at him and say, he can give you some quality depth in years to come.
Exactly. This is another guy the Eagles did their homework on. It completely worked. They thought he could eventually play guard if needed, but I think you could argue that I think he actually could play right tackle, but I don't think he's a starter. But as you said, and I think it gives him a great six offensive lineman. That's been the good thing for him this year. He's gotten time inside and outside, so it's another rookie who's really contributed.
Started 8 games. He's allowed 2.5 sacks. Not a bad job from Dennis Kelly, and certainly not a bad job from the Eagles rookie class on offense.